Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed in Masechet Nedarim. We are going to start from three lines from the bottom. Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Yosef Rebbe Avin. The Gemara had just said, just to have one note on the previous Yisod, the Gemara at the end of the previous Sukkah had mentioned the principle of Amirasa L'Gavoa K'Misirasa L'Hedyot. When I say that I'm going to give something to Hektish, just saying it has the same halachic status as Misirasa L'Hedyot. Even though I have to do a regular kinyan when it comes to a Hedyot to be Machnet, to sell, to give, there are various rules of kinyanim. The rules of kinyanim are not needed when it comes to being Machnet or something. So there are a number of Makoros. What is the source of that principle of Amirasa L'Gavoa K'Misirasa L'Hedyot? Where does that come from? So this is the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Maseches Kiddushin, at the end of towards the end of the first parak where it talks about Kinyanim, the Yerushalmi there says the source of Amiras Lagmar is Lashem Haaretz Umloa. Hashem Haaretz Umloa, the world belongs to Hashem. And the Meiri there explains the Kiddushin, so the whole world is the Kinyan Chatzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever you say something, it's in the Chatzar already. Just like if you would say something, it's in somebody's Chatzar, it works. It's niknet to them, because it's Kinyin Chatzar. So too, the Olam, the world, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chatzar. So that's why Amiras L'Gavoa K'Misirasa L'Hedyot. So really, it is subject to the regular rules of Kinyanim, but this is a Kinyin. This is a regular Kinyan. That is one derech in the Rishonim. And that's assuming there is a Kinyan Chatzar for Hektish. It relates to, is there a Kinyan Chatzar for a shul? If you lose something in the Chatzar of a shul, the post can talk about, is the shul, does the shul, let's say if you leave a coat there for a year, is the shul acquire it? Various Inyanim related to that. So that is makar number one. The other makar is quoted by the Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra, and that is, no, it's more connected to the world of Nedarim. It's not Kinyanim. Amirasa L'Gavoa K'Misirasa L'Hedyot, really, it takes the place of a Kinyan, but it itself is not a Kinyan. It's a Neder. And once you get into the world of Nedarim, Amirasa L'Gavoa, and you make a Neder that you're going to do it, so then it falls into the Pasuk of Moses Vasecha Teshmar V'Yasisa. And it's more of a Neder than it is a Kinyan. But that's a different derech to understand this principle. And Afgamina might be, the stipler suggests, Afgamina might be, does the principle apply to non-Jews? We know non-Jews can give Karbanos also, at least Olas. They could give an Ola. They could be no divin Ola. So does Amirasa L'Gavoa K'Misirasa L'Hedyot apply to the Umos HaOla? So if it's because of Lashem Arusim Loa, yes. It's Kinyan Chatzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chatzar. If it's the world of Nedarim, the Parsha of Nedarim wasn't said to the Umos HaOla. So therefore, maybe it wouldn't apply to Bnei Noach. So that's an afkamina between the two different Mekoros. Is it Lashem Arusim Loa a unique type of Kinyan Chatzar, or is it Mishum Neder? That's the Rashbam in Bava Basra on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Okay. Again, there's a lot in Amirasa L'Gavoa K'Misirasa L'Hedyot, but there's a lot on the daf today as well, so we will continue. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Yosef Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Avin and Rabbi Yitzchak were sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Kamenam name Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was a little dozing off. They were dozing off. The Rebbe was dozing off. So the Talmidim wanted to say something to excite him, to be able to wake him up a little bit. Yasvi Vakamri. So they said, remember Barpada? Lo Barpada, they said. De Amr Pada Nechozras Vakoshos. According to Barpada, who is Barpada? So that was yesterday's daf, or actually Chav Chesem Abayz. Remember the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if somebody says, these Netios, these saplings, are Kadosh until they are cut. These are kadosh until they are cut. So the Mishnah says, they don't have a pidyon, you can't be poed to them. So what exactly is the case there? So yesterday we had a machlokas between Barpada and Re'ula. Barpada said, what does that mean? When somebody says they're kadosh until they're cut, that means if I am makdish these saplings, and then I poe to them onto money, they automatically revert back to hektish. I try to put the kadosh on money, so for a millisecond, it's Hedyot, and then it becomes hektish again. That's what I accomplished by my first saying that this should belong. These are hoktash until they're cut. It's hektish again and again and again and again. So that's what Barpada said. After you cut it, so then you're poed there once and it goes free. And Ula just argued on that last point and said that no, once you don't even have to be poed there after you cut it. It's automatic. But either way, Barpada shita was that you could set up a system that if you're makdash it once, so then even if you try to undo the hakdasha, you try to be poed to it, then it's going to be hektish again. So say Rav Avin and Rav Yitzchak say to each other, again to wake up Rav Yirmiyah, Lubarpada de Amar Padana Choshes for Coach Kadosh Kochos, according to Rapada, who says if you try to redeem it, it is Choser, it becomes Hektish again automatically. Tiff show, let's use Barpada Shita to prove the following question. To buy Raboshia, because Raboshia had the question. Hadosin Shte Prutas Laisha. A man gives a woman two prutos. For Amar Law. Man gives his wife a two prutos. I guess he knows he has a temper. This man knows he's an angry person. And he knows that, I don't know what's going to be next week, but honey, I love you and I want to make sure that we always stay married. So here's a pruta for today we're married, and here's another pruta that just in case I get mad that I divorce you, I'm married to you right after I divorce you again. So that was Rav Oshia's Shaila. Does that work? Does that work so that the second that he divorces her, he's married again? Right, he gives her two prutos, and he says, "Iskashli hayom, be mekudesh to me today, ubaachas gashli lachar she'agar sheikh, and one after I divorce you." So hachanami davi kedusha. So we should say that's a good kedushin. Why? Just like Barpada says over here, that you could set up the system, a case by Hakdasha, that if you're Makdashid, and then you could say something now, that even if you're poded afterwards, so that it's going to be automatically Hukdash again. So too, by here, this case by Kiddushin, we should say that he should be able to set up the system by having given two prutos. So that's the question. That's what one Talmud says to the other Talmud in order to wake up his Rebbe. By the way, we could add this to the list. What list? The Hektish Kiddushin list. The comparisons between Hektish and Kiddushin. We mentioned this. Most of what we mentioned, if you look back, was on Davavim Abeis, where we spoke about Yesh Yan the Kiddushin or Ein Yan the Kiddushin. We had a rush there. So there we mentioned that a number of times in Shas, we see this special connection between Kiddushin and Hektish. They both the same word, sanctity, but we see this halachic connection between the two. The Gemara in Kiddushin Dav Beis Mabeis, Aser Akule Alma Kehektish. The Gemara in Dav Zayin and Aleph in Kiddushin. If I try to be Makadesh half a woman, I say, I'm married to your foot. So the Gemara says, I'm married to the whole woman. You know why? Because if I say to an animal, this foot of the animal is Kadosh, so it says, it's Pashtus Kedusha Bekula. So too by the woman. So the Gemara has a comparison in a number of places. We even mentioned an amazing one from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel says at the beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kedushin, where he quotes the Minog of Sam Rishonim. Beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin talks about Kedushin done through a Shliach. So the Gemara, the Rabbi Yosef Engel there quotes Rishonim that there was a custom in those days that if somebody got married through a Shliach, when finally the woman came to his hometown, he did another Kedushin. He did a Maseches Kedushin again. So what's the purpose of that? Kedushin through a Shliach is fully the chalos is complete. They're married. So why do you have to do it again? So he quotes from a Gemara at the end of Shabbos, where the Gemara there says that if you're makdish something through a shliach, there's a key in once you get the animal to be makdish it again, at least by Karan Pesach. He says, so do here. It must be that hektish is like kiddushin. So there are a number of examples related to this as well. That's even, I don't remember if I mentioned this in the daf or I found this afterwards. Earlier we had back on Duf Yud Dalad. Remember that at the beginning of the second parak. Where the Mishnah there says, if I say to my wife, you're usher to me like my mother. Remember that case, the first case in the second pair. Allah ki'ima. So the Gemara says, me'ikra din, you don't have to do anything. Because that's no debra davar ha, that's matzah's b'davar ha'asr. Like your mother, right? So if you say like another woman that your mother do, your mother is a davar ha'asr. So one of the achronim say, why didn't it say ke'eshus ish there? Why did it say like your mother? Why not Ashes Ish? So the Shemarim Sayyidina Balacha there quotes, because maybe Ashes Ish is a Davar Hanadur. Because Kiddushin is like Hektish. They have that comparison again. So one of the Shemarim Sayyidina Balacha quoted that earlier in Daf Yud Dalet. But anyway, this is another one, right here, in Daram Daf Lamed. The Gemara asks, just like Barpada says that you could set up a system where you could have a delayed Hakdasha, be Makdash something now, and then automatically it could be Hukdash later on. So too, this should work here. I give you two prutos, and I say to the woman, you're married today, and you're married after I divorce you. So, shouldn't that work? That was the question that what Talmud asked the other Talmud in order to wake up the Rebbe. So they go, Itterbuhu Rebbe Yerbiyah, it worked! It worked, Rebbe Yerbiyah woke up, he couldn't believe what they were talking about. How could they suggest this, that Barpada would be a raya to Rebbe Oshia? What exactly is the suffix of Rebbe Oshia? Why wouldn't it work? Forget Barpada for a moment. What is the problem? Why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it work? So says the Rashba in Meseches Kedushin, where this also comes up on the Samach Beis. The Maishna, what's the difference between this case, I'm married to you today, and I give you another proof that I'm married to you after I divorce you. What's the difference between this case and, let's say, a regular case of La'achar Zman? I give a woman a dollar, and I say, you're married to me after 30 days. That's also a delayed chalos. So what's the difference between this case of a delayed chalos and that case of a delayed chalos? What's the difference? Says the Rashba, the Maishta me hari abu kadesh li lachalam yom ve yeshlomar de hacha shani ani ro ani ani rot sesh yachulu kidushin shniim ash yaver ala zman acher shein a roy litvos bo kidushin. Why? Because here, in our case, there is a time in between when it's impossible for me to do what I want to do later. If I just say to a woman, I want to marry you in 30 days, that's okay. Why? Because I can marry her any day up until that 30 days also. But if in this case, I say, I want to be married to you today, and after I divorce you, I want to be married to you again. So you can't marry her again while you're married to her first. So there's a time in between that it's impossible to do what you want to do. That's why this case is different than a regular case of la'achar zman. Aval hasam b'shar shekidsha ru'uya is l'kidushin. But in the regular case of la'achar lamed, you're roy after right now. V'kol osu zman shal shloshim nami roy l'kidushin hilkach b'kudasha. Said the Rashba, that's why there's a difference between a regular case of la'achar lamed and this case where you want to marry her after you divorce her. It's more like the Natiya case, right? So we didn't get to what the rejection between this case and the Natiya case is. Right, it's like the Natiya case, because once you're Maktashib, you can't be Maktashib again. It's already Hukdash. Yeah.
The second he divorces her, he's Yotzi Mishusev.
What about the Natiyos case? I'm Maktashib today. The second I'm Poda it and change the money change the Kedusha onto the money, so this is goes out Yotzi Mirishus Hektash. And it goes to my Rishus.
In that second,
right before he is eligible, once she's divorced, but up until that time, there is a major break of a time that I can't be married to her again. So Itter Behu Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up when he heard this comparison. Again, what's the comparison? Just like Bar Pada said, you could create a situation by hekdesh where you do something today, so that after you undo it, it automatically reverts back to the hakdasha. So too by kiddushin, I should be able to set up a system that I give you two prutas, I marry to you today, and then even after I divorce you, I'm married to you again automatically. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says no. Almost he was dozing, but he was awake enough to give an answer to this question. So Amar Lahu, Maika Madam Misun Padan Hulu Padan Achirim. No, there's a big difference. In that case of Bar Pada, there's a big difference between if the person himself who made that condition is Poda versus somebody else. Again, I say these Natiyos are Kadosh until they're cut. So says Rabbi Yirmiyah. There's a bit. So if I go and I'm Poda them, so then it reverts back to the Kedusha automatically, but not if somebody else does. Rabbi Yochanan made that distinction. Pad on who, if he, the person himself, who was Makdashin in the first place, is Podeh Chozros V'Kadoshos. That's where Bar Pada said that the halacha applies, that it's automatically re-hukdash. Pada'um Achirim, but if someone else would have been Podeh them, Ein Chozros V'Kadoshos. No, it's only if I did it. If somebody else did it, so then these Natiyos are no longer Hektish. So therefore, you can't compare. Why? And here's the key line: the isha kibad uha acherim damya, and a woman getting married is similar to the case of padua acherim. Why? Because in the case of the hektish, if I am poda'id, so there's no time that it's not in either my rishus or hektish's rishus. There's no time. I'm Maktashit. It's in Hektish's Rishus. I'm Poda'it. So now it's out of Hektish, but it's my Rishus. Now I'm Maktashit again. Back and forth. So there's no time that it's not mine and it's not Hektish's. But, says the Gemara, when it comes to the Isha, there is a time when it is not in my Rishus and not in her Rishus. Why? That's the Ron's Kasha. When is she not in my Rishus and not in her Rishus? Yeah?
Why should that be true?
Why should that be true? Why should that be true? So it seems like this is B'Torah's Neder. It's not a real, like, right, if I'm Makdash something Stam, then it's also for everybody. Right, it's Hektish. So, but here, it's not specifically saying, it's giving these Natiyas the status of Hektish. So it's like a Neder. So it's more of a Neder, and that's why it's more personal. But that's the Ran's Kasha. What do you mean, Isha Kabadu Achirim Damya? Let's read the Ran inside. Says the Ran, fifth wide line. Lafi Shemiyachin is Garsha Yosiz Mirshusa Baal Rishusa. Once she gets divorced, she leaves the husband's rishus into her own rishus. The in kedushin chal on her land. The kedushin is not chal. The kashali. And said the Ran, adarabah. So what's wrong with that? Isha lepadonu damya
It's like padon who? Why? The kashem shetiyas halalu. Once these tios go out of hektish, they go into his rishus. So to anisha, kibet she in a yosim mirshus abal o mirshus atzma. She's always in her husband's rishus or her in her own rishus. She should be able to be miskadesh. What's the difference? Why does the gemara call it that? So let's look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eighth line, first words on the line. V'nichali. Again, top three round of the Masechta. Spoken about by the Achronim. V'nichali. V'imati isha l'kadesh atzma l'ish. If it was true that a woman is active in the marriage process, she's mekadesh herself to the man, hachanami davi hidumi demakta shetiyas mamish. Then you could have a similar comparison. Then you could say she's either in her husband's rishus or in her own rishus. Ella, but what's the halacha? A woman isn't makadish herself. She doesn't go to the man and say, I'm married to you. Ella, kivan sha Torah amra ki yikach ish isha, velo amra ki tilakach isha l'ish. Since the Torah says marriage is about a man taking a woman, not about a woman being taken by a man, lo kalei mena shetachnas atzma l'rishus habaal. She conceptually does nothing in the marriage process. She does not... She is not mocking herself to her husband. Continue. If she goes over to a man, I'm married to you, it means nothing. Why? Here's the line. Once she agrees to get married, which she has to agree, it's not like gittin, which there's no ratzon. The second that she agrees, it's as if, to give a mashal, it's as if the woman opens the door and the man drives in. All she does is open the door. She has the key, she turns the lock. That's her acquiescence to the marriage. But once she does that, he mivateles daita veritzona umashvi navshe etzel abal kedavar shel hefker. She's mafkir herself in the process of marriage. She allows herself to be taken. She's mafkir herself. She makes herself into a dvar shel hefker. V'habal machnis el reshuso. And the baal is the total active party in the marriage. Hilkach, einanu dani b'kedusha b'zara isha el misara baal. Therefore, the husband is the only action we care about in this process, and therefore, regarding the husband, is kipidauha achirim dami. Why? Why is that? Is it like as if somebody else is poed to her? Because regarding when they're first married, she is in his rishus, and after the gerushin, she's out of his rishus, and she's a dvar shel hefker now. So she's not in his rishus. She's not in her rishus. Umishimhachi. That's why you can't have the comparison of Padua Achirim and Padua Hu and the marriage. So again, there are two points here. You could, the connection to Padua Hu, Padua Achirim, and the separate yisod of how he defines marriage. So the second point is what the other Achronim discuss. Yeah. And just finish up, and the Gemara just says it again, and then we'll talk about this, Ron. Itmar Nami, Amar Abami, Amar Yochanan, Lo Shana, Lo Shtan Hu, Ava Padua Achirim, in Chosus Vekochus. Yochanan says this only works. Bar Pada Zin is only if he redeems, but if somebody else redeems, then it does not close with Vekochus, and that is also what we say by the Isha case. Yeah. He gave her two coins, yeah.
Well, now when they kick in right after the divorce.
Right, so but there is a millisecond. Conceptually, there has to be a moment when the kiddushin is about to take place.
And by the
netiyah,
there isn't?
And by the netiyah, there is, but that's not a problem because it's in my rishus at that point. There's never a time when it's not in Hektish's rishus or in my rishus. But in the... Yeah. Right. Guf and Damim. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't mention that chiluk. Difference between Guf and Damim. Oh. So this Ran is much discussed by the... what's the matter?
I just don't understand the concept of
Hefker. Right, so how does it work? So again, first of all, note that some Rishonim would never say such a thing. Rashi in two other places, in Shas, does not say like the Ran. You want to look at Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalin. Rashi there says, when it's talking about her das for Kiddushin, Rashi says, de be'inon das makne. That's Rashi's Lashon talking about the woman's das by marriage. What do you mean? This is a Kenyan. She's nicknames, but das makne. There is a das makne. She's not mevatelas atzma. And the Rashi also on the side there, it says, looking at Rashi in Yivamas Yitesma Beis, also, v'holcha v'haysa li'ish acher midaita mashma. So it seems from Rashi that she is a little more active than what the Ron says. The Rashi says it a number of places also on Daf Mem Zayin, but in Kiddushin. But this is the Ron.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Theoretically, if you
Could anybody, so Rabbi Yosef Engel says, exactly your point, Rabbi Yosef Engel, that was the next point I was going to mention, that it's obviously must be, it's only hefker legabe her husband. Only hefker legabe her husband, not hefker for everybody. Because legabe her husband, if she's an Eishes Ish, if she's becoming an Eishes Ish, only legabe the husband. That's what he says here. Devadai ena kavana denasis hefker mamish. Tiyemkein ha yagam acher yachol akadsha. Raka kavana denasis hefker legabe amakadesh. Vuhu zocheba. Vizeha im tsoiyus, she yesh bekidushin, she nasis chila kinyin hefker legabe didei lovad. You find an example of that, right? Hefker la'aniyim, the Mishnah Maseches Peah. You could have a hefker la'aniyim and not hefker la'aniyim. You could have a hefker lagabi certain people. So again, that is Rabbi Yosef Engel's ha'ar. But this principle that an isha takes a back seat by marriage and is not active at all is used by the Achronim just to mention two, maybe three of them. The Avnei Miluin, the Ksos, quotes the case in Siman Samach Zayin and Evan Ezer. The case is, what if a man goes to a woman under the chuppah and he wants people to remember his wedding. So instead of saying the normal Harei am kodesh li mitzvah zuk, that's supposed to be Yisro, he comes up with a new lashon. Harei at ishti. Harei at zukukasi. So that's what he says. But tava zuk, that's supposed to be Yisro. So is that a good marriage? So the Shulchan Aruch says mikudeshes. That's a good phrase also. The Rama adds, im hevina dvarav. As long as she understood it. Harei at zukukasi. But she has no idea what a zakuk. She never learned Yuvamis. What does zukukasi mean? Right? So the Rama adds, as long as she understood his words. Says the Avnei Miluim, how did the Edom know if she understood? How did the Edom know if she understood? What, she says an hour later, oh yeah, of course they understood what was going on there. Oh, but it's because they're standing under a chuppah and everybody's there? Mashma da'afilu ein ha'edim yodim ha'avina. It's mashma from the Shulch of the Rama, even if the Edim do not know at that moment, if she understands, it's still a good marriage. And ask the Avnei Miluim, why not? Don't the Edim have to know at the moment of marriage that the man and the wife both have das to get married? Right? So why don't they have to focus on the woman's das here? Says the Avnei Miluim, the Ran. Kiva de'ikar kiddushin mitzad ha'makadesh. Since the Ikar Kiddushin is from the point of the man, as the Ran says in Adarim Daf Lamed, he quotes the whole Ran, the Kiva Ikar Kiddushin Mitzad HaBaal, Ikar Dover Sheba Erva Mitzad HaBaalu, Lakach Lo Be'inan Shrei Sahadi, Elo Lagufa Kiddushin, Sheshamu Manam HaKadish. The Ikar, what the Edom are testifying about, is more Mitzad the man. Aval Ratzon Isha Lo Sagi Be'edim V'Sagi Be'hoda Asa. They don't need it, as long as afterwards she says, yeah. But at the moment, you don't need it because of the Ran. She is not an active party in the marriage. This is what the Avnei Miluim says using the Ran. Lemaisa, the Pische Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Chazayim quotes this, and quotes the Tiva Kiddushin that is not so sure about it. Not so sure. Big Nafkamina, what about these thick tichels that you can't see the woman's eyes? You don't know if she's right. So if the Edom can't see, let's say, usually you pick it up so the Edom could see. You can see her, she puts out her finger, she knows what's going on, but this is connected to that. It might be how much is the woman's das central in the Kiddushin process. Right, she has to be masked only once she opens the door. Once she's masked, then it occurs.
So do you need ages for that?
Do you need ages for that first step? She's under the chuppah, but you don't know if she's letting him drive in. I mean, so that's the that's number one, the Avnei Miluim. Another example will be the Achronim use it. Ask the Nota B'Yehuda. Nota B'Yehuda in Evene Ezer Tinyana Nun Dalet. We know there are ways for a ketana to get married. Midoraisa. We know there are ways for a ketana to get married. We know the father can marry her off. Kiddushik ketana. Doraisa. Midorabanan. We know the brothers can marry her off. We've spoken about that a lot. A ketana can get married. Could a katan get married? Could a katan get married ever at all? Not so much. So maybe there's a Rashi somewhere, but really a cotton can't get married. A katana can get married. A cotton can't get married. Ask the Nota B'Yehuda. I have a way that a cotton can get married. There is a principle called Das Acheres Makne, which means that even though a katan cannot acquire anything midaraisa, he's a 7-year-old, he can't acquire anything. But many Rishonim hold if there is another party being makne to the katan, so then it works. Then it could work because the force of that other party putting it into the cotton's reshus, it works. The cotton can't acquire something from Hefker, right? She can't pick something up because nobody's being makan into the cotton. But if I'm selling it to the cotton, if I'm giving it to the cotton, so then it could work. That's called Das Acheres Makne. Tosus talks about that in Sanhedrin Samaches. That's a cheres maknep. I'm giving it to the katan. As it knows to be Yehuda, so why can't a katan get married? The woman is makne herself to the katan. The katan is kone. Das a cheres makne. So the woman is makne herself to the katan. So why can't a katan get married? He says, kashali akala katanim. Lama lo yuchlu lekadish isha. She did b'kudesh afilu midaraisa. Baruch shedaras acharis makna yishlo kinyan. Vayarisha he gedola v'hi makna atzmalo. But lama lo yiknosa. Why not?
Can
a kohen inherit? So inherit might be automatic. That's not really be a kinyan. That might be more just taking the place of the fathers. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. But let's say it happens, we talk about this on Sukkos. Right, you want a father wants to give his cut in the lulav and esrog the first day. He uses it, so you give it to the cotton. He can't get it back though, because you can be machaneh to the cotton. He can't give it back to you, and the first day it has to be yours. So you have to make sure that you use it first. You use it first before you give it to the cotton. And a chutzlaris, you want it to be yours the second day also. Maybe savik daraisa. So one has to be sure of that. Seth knows to be used as kasha. Why can't a cotton get married? What's the answer? The Ran. She's not machaneh herself. All she is that she's masking to get married, and then she's mafka herself. She's mafka herself, and therefore she is not active at all in the marriage process conceptually, and therefore that would answer the no to be Yehuda's kasha.
Does
Das Acheres Makne work through Zachin La'adam Shalom Bafanav? Well, is there a Zachia for Katan? There's zchiyah. We spoke about that in Ksubas, right? In Ger Katan sugya. Is zchiyah mitam shlichos? Okay. One other point related to this, Ron, and that is an agadic thought. Rav Shechter quotes this in a footnote in Eretz Atzvi on page Reish Beis. Tosfos Kashin Shabbos. Shabbos Peches. Why did Bnei Yisrael have to say Nasa v'Nishma and also have Kafalam Hakagigas? Right? Why do you need both of them? Jews said Nasa v'Nishma, we're willing to get the Torah. Kafalam Hakagigas, we were nanas to get the Torah. Hashem held the mountain over our head. So Rav Shechter quotes, V'ula Yesh Lomar. Matan Torah was a wedding. Matan Torah was a wedding. So maybe Rav Shechter explains that when we said Nasa v'Nishma, that was the declaration that we wanted to be Makadish ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we said Nasa v'Nishma. So then we were mafkir ourselves. According to the Ran, we were mafkir ourselves. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in as Kafalam HaKagigas, and then he takes us and he's the active party. So using the Ran also, one can say maybe that's toast, the answer to toast is Kasha. The Amir Nasa v'Nishma ha'i be'b'chinas hisratzus ha'ish l'kidushin. Shemafkeres es asmol gabi abal. V'yachagach kishemakasha midaito lo mikri dasachar es makno so eladino zochem in a hefker. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was totally, totally active. So again, that's using the Ran on an agadic level. Okay, we'll go further. Leave this Ran for now. The Ran can be spoken about a lot more, but this is... You have the Noda Bihuda and the Avne Miluim and the Eretz Tzvi. Mas Nisan. Next Mishnah. By the way, what are we paskin? What are we paskin? Just one more thought. In this case of the marriage, you give a woman $2 and you say you're married today with $1 and then you're married again after I divorce you. It's like Mar never answers the Kasha. So what are we paskin? So if you look in the Ran, the next piece of the Ran, quotes that from here there is no Raya. He quotes the Rashba about the 15th wide line of the Ran in the middle of the line. Says the Rashba, it can't be proven from here, but it's proven from the case in Ksubis, where the man's a person says to his friend, this field that I'm going to sell you when I buy it back from you is hektish. The Gemara says there that works. I have a field today. I say, here, I'm selling you this field. And by the way, when I buy it back from you in a few months, so it's hektish. So automatically it works. When I buy it back, it's automatically haftish. Says the Rashba. So too here, it would work in the case of the marriage. So that's the Rashba and that's the Rambam. The Ran does not like that. The Ran says it's a big difference between the cases. The big difference between the case of I say today, I have a field, and then I say here, I'm going to sell it to you, and when I buy it back from you, it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. You know why that case works? Because today I could be makdash it. Today I can be maklashit. So if I sell it to you, I could. That's not a problem. That's not a hefsik. Says the last four lines of that Dibur Maschil in the Ran. They know chametzli. The shani hasan b'dereb eilo should be odolak tishachshav. I can give it to the Beis Hamikdash today, and since I can give it to the Beis Hamikdash today, I can also be maklashit la'achar zman. That's fine. But in our case, b'netiyos v'kedusha isha, I can't marry her a second time before I marry her a first time. I can't marry her then. Again, given she'osa kedusha shniya ef shalosha yachol achshav ki b'shu matzus ben kedusha rishona. So if you can't compare the cases, so I don't think, says the Ran, that case is a raya. So he leaves it as a baya delo ifshita.
What's the
The Rashba introduced the concept of the chilek in between. Yeah. Right, the Rashba said, you can't do, there was a time in the interim that you can't do it. Oh, so he said, why? Right, this is the Rashba here, in Achinam. You have to fit the two Rashbas together. Okay, Mishnah, Masnisim. Hano der miyarde hayam. So now the rest of the parak, we have different lashonos. A person makes a neder related to certain individuals. So what is his kavana? Right, the last three blah, we're going to get some agadata also, and then we're going to get to the fourth paragraph of Ein Bein Amudar on Daf Lamed Beis. Okay, I know the miyardei hayam muter biyoshei hayabasha. I make a neder, I'm not going to get any benefit from those who go down to the sea, the yardei hayam. So the Mishnah says I'm allowed to get benefit from people who the yoshei hayabasha, people who live on land. The Ron quotes the Yerushalmi. What happens if I make a neder that should be chal with a month from now? In a month from now, I shouldn't get any benefit from Yardei Hayam. And then in the interim, someone switches statuses. So do you go by the moment of the neder? Or do you go by the moment of the... Do you go by the moment he made the neder? Do you go by the moment of the Kiyama neder? That's what the Ron says in the last three lines of the Ron. They quote this as a... quotes it as a suffix in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi relates it to the Machlokes... second to last line of the Ron, Harid Nazira la'achash enase. If a woman says, I'm a Nazira after I get married, right? The Rishon Sarah Basar Chalos and Nedaras Linan, could the Baal be made for that? Because you made the Naziras earlier, but the Chalos of Naziras is only later after they're married. See, the way that's a suffix that the Yerushalmi has here. Do we say, do you go by the Shas HaNeder or the Shas Kiyama HaNeder? Okay, but anyway, says the Mishnah, if I make a Neder that I'm not allowed to get benefit from those who go down to the sea, I'm allowed to get benefit from those who live on dry land. Miyoshvei Hayabasha, from those, if I make a Neder from those who are on dry land, Aser Miyardei Hayam, then I'm not allowed to get benefit from everybody, because everybody's on dry land at some point. Sheyardei Hayam v'chal Yoshvei Hayabasha. Yoshvei Hayabasha really include all mankind. And therefore, then everybody's it's usher to everybody. Then the Mishnah adds in a line which we don't know what it's referring to. Yardei Hayam don't mean people who just go from Akko to Yafo. Right, Akko's all the way by Lebanon, and Yafo is by Tel Aviv. So not those who take short trips. Only people who go out for months. Darko Lafarish. What is that last line of the Mishnah referring to? We will see in the Gemara. Just by the way, if you send me Yoshri Hayabasha, right? So what does the Mishnah say? You're also going to get benefit from everybody. Isn't that a neder she'ef shalamud bo? It's a neder she'ef, so you have to get benefit from people in the world. The first Israel says it must be that you had a time limit, because this is impossible. If we had a few days ago, that if you make a neder, you're not going to eat fruit. You know, that's a neder she'ef shalamud bo. And a neder, you're not going to sleep. See, here says the Tiferes Yisrael. If you make a neder, you're not going to get benefit. So obviously, it's got to have a time limit. Next, Rapapa Varvacha Bedravika, Chad Masiya Rishab Chad Masiya Seifa. What is that last line of the Mishnah referring to? The last line that says, we don't, not just people who take short trips, but people who take long trips. One say it's going on the first line of the Mishnah, one say it's going on the last line. Man Tatania Risha, the one who says it's going on the Risha, as follows. Masni Hachi. What would the Risha say? The following. Note, I know the Biyarniya Yamut Biyarniya Basha, those who, if he makes a ned there, that he shouldn't get benefit from people who go down to the sea. He's mutter to get benefit from people who live on dry land. Who is included in his net there? Those who do go down to the sea, who's included in that? People who just take cruises once in a while, that's not included in Yardei Hayam. He's not usher to those people. Only people who go out for a long time, for big trips, that's who is included in his net. And there's one who says that the last line of the Mishnah is going on the second case, as follows. Suddenly makes a neder that he can't get any benefit from those who live on dry lands. He's usher even to those who go down to sea. And not only those who take short trips, even people who take long trips, still they're included in people who walk on dry land. Because everybody's going to come on dry land eventually, so therefore everybody is us. Next Mishnah. Hanoder mi roe hachama. So he makes a neder from those who see the sun. Roe hachama. Aser af besumin. He's also to get benefit even from the blind. even though they don't see the son. Shalom is kavin ze el misha acham aroa o son, because all that he means here is that this people, the fact that he didn't say ro'in, he didn't say anodermin ha-ro'in, he added in the chama, so what he must mean, where omid is dat, that he meant who the son sees. And therefore, he's ushered to everybody. Again, the Tiferes Yisrael here says, he's ushered to everybody in the world. It must be that it must have had a time limit. Okay, this is also connected to the idea of a Summa saying the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim in the morning, and a Summa saying Yotzer HaMa'oro is that bracha, because others, the son sees him, and maybe the son also lights for other people who help him, so therefore everybody's included. My time, Mitzal Kamar, Min HaRowin, doesn't say from the Rowan, from those who see, La Fuke, so who is he excluding? Who is he allowed to get benefit from? Lamaisa, Dagim Ubarin, fish, the son doesn't see the fish. Right? They're mechusim in ha'ayim. The Goran Bracha says they don't have ayin hara, because they are mechusim in ha'ayim, and ubarim, fetuses. Right? They also don't, the son doesn't see them. Yeah? How do you get benefit from a fetus? Ask the Karen Ora. How do you get benefit from a fetus?
Before stem cell research.
So how do you get benefit from a fetus? It says the Karen Ora. Maybe the Chiddush is that if you make this neder, you can get benefit from them even after they're born. That's the Chiddush. If you say I can't get benefit from anyone from anyone except Ubers, so that Uber even went after it's born. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel though. Nope, different shot. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel. You know what it means? The Gemara, like the Gemara Sanhedrin says, what's hana from an ubar? De ukma l'isha ubar ba'apizika. Let's say it's a very windy day, and you want to break the wind, so you put a very large pregnant woman right next to you. So you're getting benefit from the ubar. You're getting benefit from the ubar. My wife's at home, says you get a benefit from the ubar, and therefore, that's a case direct hana from the ubar. But the Karen Ohr is chiddush, it's a big chiddush, if it's true, so then, la'acher, you make another now, is la'acher shenoldu. Good. Next, Masnisud Hanoder Mishchore Harosh. Person makes a neder from those black of head, meaning reference to the black hair. Shchore Harosh. Well, that's what he potentially could have meant. But says the Mishnah, Aser Bekarachin. He's also Aser to get benefit from bald people, Ubaale Sevos, and old people who have white hair, Umutter Benashim Mektanim. But the word Shchore Rosh does not refer to women and children. Why? She'ein nikra'in shchorei harosh ela anashim. People only refer to men as shchorei harosh. We'll see why in the Gemara. But again, that is, shchorei harosh isn't referring really to hair, it's just the people who usually have the hair. My time, mizol kamar mibali seyar. If you really meant literally hair, and not to include the bald, you would have said, I'm usher from bali seyar, people who have hair. But if you peel b'shchori harosh, so then it includes all men. Umoter b'dashim uktanim she'in negron shchori harosh el anashim. My time, why are men the only ones called shchori harosh? So anashim zimnin demichse rashayhu v'zimnin demigle rashayhu. Because men sometimes have their head covered and sometimes don't have their head covered. That's why they're called shchori harosh. Aval nashim la'ola michse. Women always have their hair covered, v'ktanim la'ola miglu, and ktanim always have their hair revealed. So neither of them would be called shchorei harosh. So each line here is powerful, is very important. So one by one. First it says by the man. Sometimes the hair is covered, sometimes their head is covered, sometimes it's not covered. Look at Tosfos, second to last skinny line in Tosfos, v'zimnin demiglu, v'nikar shachrusin l'famim k'sherosham galuy, and their blackness of head is revealed sometimes. The avagadika krachon abali sevas mikolakam kamavam mitzvah Russian. The gamutarim legalos ba'akroy ba'alma. Once in a while, ba'akroy, it's mutter you have your head uncovered. Afilo b'fnei kol ha'olam, mashenki menashim. Right, unlike women. What do you see from here? It says Tosfos, and this is what the Gra and other poskim say in Shulchan Aruch. Yarmulke, the chiv of yarmulke. So it starts out, the Gemara says, you know, Tasi Li, that in the whole list at the end of Masechah Shabbos, I think it is, where all the Amorim saying great things that they did. They didn't walk Dalet Amos without talis and tefillin. They always made sure to do this. So one of them said, Tasi Li, I didn't walk Dalet Amos without a head covering, Kisi Rosh. So it sounds like from there, and it sounds like from here, that it's not a chiyuv per se that you need it on your head every second. Right? It says zimnin de mechzu, zimnin de miglu. That's what, yeah? Oh, does it mean zimnin?
Unlike, let's say, a woman who covers
okay, cover the entire head. But what zimnin sounds like sometimes. Zimnin means parts of a head.
Right.
Zimnin pashto, zimnin means sometimes.
In other words, sometimes your head's going to be...
Sometimes it's going to be revealed by the way you're looking at the person.
Right.
Okay, I mean, not the pashtos, I don't think. Pashtos would mean zimnin, sometimes
why
the... So why the chiyav? Because there's not a way to say in the Torah. Like Yetzer Yaakov, would he have gone out without a yarmulke?
Right.
I'm saying, so where's the makar? So again, it's an age-old minhag. It has root. I mean, it's a minhag that you have to... Well, we'll talk about it more in a second. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Beis, not too far in the Shulchan Aruch, it's at the Shulchan Aruch, also Leilach V'koma Zekufa, you can't go with a walking straight up, V'lo Yelach Arba Amos B'Gilui Rosh. You can't go with Gilui Rosh, says the Shulchan Aruch. Rama adds, Mipnei Kavod Hashchina. Right, you can't go down on Amos, but Gilirosh, because the covered Ashchina. The Mishnah Berurah adds, quoting the earlier Achronim, quoting the Magen Avraham, Umidas Chasidus, Afilu Pachos Me'arba Amos. Midas Chasidus. Even Pachos, Ve'afilu B'seis Hashena B'layla, even when you sleep. Even when you sleep. So there is a, right, Midas Chasidus. But then he quotes the Taz. This is the Taz in Simen Ches. This is the Taz. You're on one Makar on Gilirosh and Yarmulke. The Taz says, Bizman HaZed, it's changed. Bizman HaZed, it's more than just a Midas Chasidus. To walk outside with the Gili Rosh. Number one, he says, where's the Ron here? Avalam Vinira Lishish Isser Gomer Mitamacher, the Hainu, Kivan Shechoku Achshav Bein Ha'akum, Sheosin Kein Tamid Tekev Sheoshin Parkam Eleam Akova. Right when the Umos Olam and Andrews walk in, so they take off their hats, they take off their head coverings, therefore is included in Uvuchu Koseam Mosei Lechu. Besides the fact that Kisi Rosh is Moran Yerushamayim, so therefore the Ron said, the Taz says that today it's taken upon a stronger power, and therefore one has to be extra medactic related to this. We'll get to that in a second. Vafilu Yoshe Beveso, says the Taz, you have to have a yarmulke. Okay, so this is again yarmulke in our day and age. Even 50 years ago, it was different. This is the first tshuva in the Igros Moshe about wearing a yarmulke when you go to certain fields of work. But one talmidim asked me today, they have 5 interviews in accounting firms. If there's one accounting firm that's going to make you uncomfortable, so don't go. There are enough places in New York, in the world today, that there are mincha minyanim in every type of office. So again, it's not the Baruch Hashem. We live in a day and age, and therefore because we live in a day and age where it's more accepted, therefore it's more obligatory upon us. We have to make sure that we take it seriously. But again, so even if it starts out as a Midas Chasidus, but still it has a certain power today. By the way, Yarmulke, where's the word Yarmulke? What's the word Yarmulke? Yare Malka. Yare Malka. The word Yarmulke, it's a Yare Malka, fear of the king. Yeah.
But in reality, it's a vice versa. Because men are obligated to wear Yarmulke even at home.
Right.
Women who are married.
Well, we'll get to, right. Okay, so now it's the opposite. Men. Right. So men are more covered than women, because right. Men have to wear it even in private.
Right.
Okay, so that's... That's a ha'ara. But it didn't start out that way in terms of chiyuv. But you're right. So that's the first line. Sometimes, yes, sometimes not, but that's what a lot of the men. Women, la'ola michsi. La'ola michsi. Rebecca Vemden says, what about non-married women? Is this a smach to the Rambam that came up yesterday in Shir? That even unmarried women have to do something, braid their hair, have something? Interesting. He just makes that ha'ara. What about the psulos? La'ola michsi. And what about ketanim? La'ola miglu. La'ola miglu. So obviously we're supposed to try to get our children when they come of age to be able to wear it. Says the Magen Avraham in the right in Simen Ches Afilu Ketanim Nochun LaHagilam B'Kisi Arosh Kiyeched Levi Luhu Emset D'Shmaya. They should always know and realize. So it doesn't really take literally that Ketanim Lo Lamiglu. It just means maybe it always falls off. Right, Lo Lamiglu at a certain age that it's a mucker that you got to get bobby pins. Lo Lamiglu. Okay, says the Mishnah. Next. Hanoder min hayolodim. Somebody makes a neder from all those who have been born already. Mutter ben oladim. He's mutter to get benefit from those who have not been born yet. Min hanoladim. If he makes a neder not to get benefit from those who have not been born yet, usher min hayolodim. Then he's usher to get benefit from yilodim, from those who have been born. We'll talk about that sheet in a minute. Again, Remeir mater afi yilodim. Remeir says no. If you make a neder from noladim, those who have not been born yet, then you're allowed to get hana from everyone. So why do you make the neder? The Gemara will ask. No, Chum say by noladim, he just means people who give birth.
people who have babies by giving birth, so that's who's included in the nether. So he asked the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, what did Rabbi Meir say? That if you say, I'm taking a nether from those who have been born, then you're allowed to get benefit even from those who have... if you make a nether from those who have not been born yet, you're even allowed to get benefit from those who have been born. So he asked the Gemara, V'lo mi boy no ladim, ala miman aser. So what's the point of his nether if everybody's mutter? So chisuri mechshav hachitani. No, this is what the Mishnah should say. Hanodim na yilodim mutter ben aladim. The Tanakhama holds, if you make a nether from those who have been born already, then it's mutter to get benefit from those who have not been born yet. But the opposite is not true. If you make a nether from those who have not been born yet, then you're aser even from those who have been born, because that includes everybody. Rabbi Meir says, no. Rabbi Meir Omer, afa, no, they're not aladim, mutter be yilodim. No, there are two different categories. Rabbi Meir says, if you make a nether from those who have not been born yet, it's mutter get benefit from those who have been born yet. Ki hechi, they're not yilodim, mutter be yilodim. So Rabbi Meir just holds there are two different categories. One does not include the other one. Amalei Rav Papa Abaya, lemeimer de noladim de b'sialdin mashma. Is this to tell me that the noladim mean have not been born yet? That's what he means. But what do you mean? By Yosef, by Ephraim and Manasseh, the phrase is used, but they were already born. So what do you mean, no ladim means future? They were already born here. Wait, so it's better if it means they were already born? We also have a different pasuk, that's a problem. The chesiv says in Malachim, hine ben nolad ben beis David, Yoshiyahu shmo, right, a son will be nolad to Beis David, and Yoshio will be his name. Hachinami Dahave. What, he was already, that also goes on the past? Vadai Menashe Loba. Menashe wasn't even born yet. So that was the grandfather of Yoshio HaNavi, Yoshio HaMelech. So Ella, so what is Noladim? So Ella Mashmahachi, Mashmahachi. Really, it could mean both in the Torah and Tanakh. Uben Adaram Halachach Alasha B'nei Adam. So Lamaisa Ben Adaram, you go after Alasha B'nei Adam. And that's what the assumption is here. So the Radvaz has the Ha'ara. If we always go by Alasha B'nei Adam, so what do you need all these Mishnayos for? By Karoch. Shchore Rosh means this. And Roe Kama means this. So what do you need all these Mishnayos for? So the Radvaz says in Ilchus Nedarim, it must be that in cases where there is no Minag HaMakom. We don't exactly know what he means. That's why you need all of these rules. Continuing, Vachachamim Omrim, finishing up, Lunas Kami Zeh Elolmi, Shadarko Li Vali. Chamim say, when he says, No Ladim, he includes everyone who's derech to have babies, meaning people. So La'afuke Mai, who is that excluding? La'afuke Dagim Ba'ofos, that excludes fish and birds. Because fish don't give birth, they lay eggs, and after they lay eggs, so that's who's being excluded from his nether. Okay, I'll mention it now. I mentioned it every Pesach. I'll mention it again. The halach, the hashkafic implications of the eggs being laid. The Ishbitzer says that asks why we eat eggs at the Seder. We eat eggs at the Seder. Right, the Ramah quotes the Minhag of eating eggs at the Seder. So the Pashtus, the usual reason given, is that eggs are a simen of Avelus is a machal of Avelim. That's what the Sudas Havra is, bread and eggs. So too we know that every year the night of the Seder is the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av, right? Atbash, Aleph Pesach is the same. This year it's mostly Shabbos. Atbash Gar Dak, right? Beit, second day of Pesach is the same day as Shavuos. The third day Gimel is the same day as Rosh Hashanah. So the first item, so it's to remember that even though we have a Seder, we still don't have a Beis Hamikdash. The Ishbitzer says there's another element, and that is what. The egg symbolizes, like the Gemara here says, two stages of birth. It's not just that it comes out of the mother. Two stages of birth. First the egg is laid, and then the egg is hatched. Two stages. So why do we get add on Seder night? After spending 3 hours discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim and Magid and focusing, we want to make sure that we realize this isn't the final stage of the birth of our nation. In 49 days from now, by Matan Torah, that's the second stage. And you need that second stage. That's why Dafka, after Magid, we eat the egg to show that there are two stages of our birth as a nation. Just like the Gemara here says, that's who you're including in your nether. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we talk about Mila and a lot of other agadic issues that come up. Okay.